This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, is Ukraine. You know by now that Monday evening, Russia's President Vladimir Putin announced the independence of the two breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine, Luhansk and Donetsk, to Russian-backed separatist regions. This was followed by Russia deploying peacekeeping troops into those regions. They're very, very careful with the optics. The Kremlin sent the troops in by bus and not by armored personnel carrier. Looks a little bit less like an invasion that way. In his speech to the nation Monday evening, Putin asserted that modern Ukraine was completely created by Russia, or to be more exact, by Bolshevik communist Russia. According to Putin, quote, Lenin and his supporters did it in a crude way, alienating Russia's historical territories. Millions of people living there weren't asked at all, end quote. And as I mentioned on this program, you can understand why modern-day Ukrainians might have some hard feelings, since during the 1930s, under Joseph Stalin, some 7 million Ukrainians were starved to death. But Putin is not entirely wrong. Ukraine, until it declared its independence, has historically been a part of Russia. My German ancestors emigrated from Germany, the region around Stuttgart, in the early 19th century, to the region around Odessa, now part of Ukraine, but then part of Russia. When they finally left for the United States in the 1890s, they had moved a little further west into what is now Moldova, but still considered at the time Russia. Well, anyway, these two breakaway republics, Donetsk and Luhansk, declared their autonomy from Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, in 2014. Now, this follows the events of the Maidan violent street protests, which were backed and supported by the United States and by Western NGOs, not least of which is the Open Society Initiative funded by billionaire George Soros. However, until now, neither Russia nor any other United Nations member nation has recognized Luhansk and Donetsk as sovereign nations. Now, in response, the Biden administration has slapped more sanctions on Russia and certain oligarchs connected to Vladimir Putin. Britain has done the same. Berlin, Germany, has frozen the certification of the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline. This is the $10 billion project that was completed, physically completed last September, but now they're just waiting to go through the paperwork. Germany, while it is slowing this down, is not committed to canceling the project altogether. Germany, Western Europe, really dependent on Russian natural gas, so it puts them in kind of a difficult situation here. In other words, this response, which wasn't enough to deter Russia from moving into these regions in eastern Ukraine, pretty toothless when you get right down to it. In fact, as columnist Pat Buchanan wrote last week, Russia has essentially achieved what it set out already, which is the guarantee that NATO is not going to come to Ukraine's defense. So if Ukraine does decide to try to turn this into a shooting war, you will not see American soldiers, French, German soldiers, British soldiers on the ground defending Kyiv from Russian troops. That's what Putin was after, a guarantee that Ukraine would put it this way. If we're not going to go to Ukraine's defense now, and I'm not arguing that we should, frankly, there is very little chance that NATO will admit Ukraine and then have to abide by Article 5, which would bind the Western Europe and North America to come to Ukraine's defense, both morally and legally. In other developments, U.S. State Department has evacuated its embassy in Kyiv, moved all of its staff to Poland. Israel is moving its embassy staff from the capital of Kyiv to the western city of Lviv. Biden, the bottom line here is here domestically, President Biden and his administration using this conflict to deflect from the abject failure of its domestic policy so far. Topic number 4, moving on, COVID. New York Times reports this past weekend that the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, has chosen not to publish huge amounts of COVID data, keeping it secret because it fears that this information could cause vaccine hesitancy among the American public. We cannot trust you with this information because you might misuse it. Well, here's just a bit of advice, if you will, or just an observation from out here in the heartland to the folks at the CDC. There's nothing that builds public trust and confidence like withholding the data because we can't handle it. According to CDC spokeswoman Kristen Nordland, that is, the lack of disclosure is because basically at the end of the day, it's not ready for prime time. Again, They're afraid. We'll look at the data and say, this doesn't say what they're telling us it says. I think I'll wait for a little more data before agreeing to the jab. Topic number three, Canada, which is sort of an ancillary offshoot of the COVID information. Canada's House of Commons on Monday voted 185 to 151 to affirm the use of special emergency powers by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This was used to break up the week-long blockades of the capital of Ottawa and certain border crossings by the Freedom Convoy. Ottawa mainly cleared of the protest this past weekend. Major U.S.-Canada trade routes opened up, but speaking to reporters ahead of the vote, Trudeau said they needed to continue the state of emergency anyway because the emergency is not over. There continue to be real concerns over new demonstrations popping up, so we need to have these extra powers just in case. And Canada has moved to make the asset freezing part of the Emergencies Act permanent. This was used to justify targeting the financial resources of those who supported or were suspected of supporting the Freedom Convoy. Under the Emergencies Act, banks are required to freeze accounts without a court order, and all crowdfunding platforms and payment providers are mandated to provide information to FinTrack, that's the Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center of Canada. They use this to try to trace money flows of potential terrorists. Well, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland announced that many of the measures imposed temporarily to deal with the freedom convoys will now become permanent. And Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson says he wants to sell trucks and campers confiscated from protesters during the Freedom Convoy to help the city recover the millions of dollars lost during the gridlock. Mayor Watson says the Emergencies Act could give him the authority to do so. Ottawa police seized 79 vehicles in total that have been towed to impound. Topic number two, Roe v. Wade. Senate Democrats here in the U.S. are pushing forward with a radical pro-abortion bill that would force states to legalize taxpayer-funded abortions right up to the moment of birth. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushing ahead with this. He filed cloture on the bill last Thursday. It's misnamed, called the Women's Health Protection Act. Again, more evidence of my theory that when you want to know what a bill does, just read the title and assume it does the opposite. He plans to hold a vote next Monday, February 28th. Now, Democrat leaders, many mainstream news outlets are portraying the bill as an effort to codify the right to an abortion here in the United States ahead of the Supreme Court taking up that challenge from Mississippi that could potentially overturn Roe v. Wade, which found an invisible right to privacy in the Constitution that was used to justify making abortion a constitutional right. Pro-life leaders say the bill would go beyond Roe by nullifying state laws that protect the unborn from late-term and partial birth abortions. The bill would prohibit restrictions like requirements to get an ultrasound before the abortion, bans on medication abortions, and abortion bans that take effect at a certain number of weeks into a pregnancy before a fetus is viable. The bill would need 60 Senate votes, and it's probably not going to pass. I mean, this bill is probably DOA. This is extremely unlikely. A couple of Democrat senators, including Joe Manchin of West Virginia, not likely to support the bill. So, and then, you know, most Republicans will vote against it. So this is being done just for show. Again, a political distraction from the failures of the Biden administration ahead of the midterm elections. Coming up, the bear necessities. Apparently, for one black bear, includes pizza. That's next on 5 and 10.
The prophetic clock is ticking and time is running out. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon be begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, this is your bear on takeout food. This bear has been terrorizing homeowners in South Lake Tahoe, north of San Francisco. 490 pounds, more than 6 feet tall. He's been dubbed Hank the Tank by local residents. And he's discovered a love of takeout and pizza. He's been breaking into homes and rummaging through trash cans looking for leftovers. And he's found enough to... Well, let's just put it this way, as Wildlife Rescue Service Bear League, Ann Bryant, spokesperson for that group, said, he didn't get fat like that by eating nuts and berries and grubs. Police have tried and failed to scare him off with paintballs, sirens, and tasers. He's broken into at least 28 homes so far as he searches for food. Hasn't hurt anyone yet, but the most recent case saw him squeeze through a small window somehow. Homeowners were terrified, didn't know what to do. They managed to... Police managed to shoo him out of the house, but failed to capture Hank. He is still on the loose. Police have been called more than 100 times on him so far. Euthanasia is a last resort, but most of the residents in the area are opposed to the idea. Again, if it's doing this to a bear, just think of eating what eating that way is doing to you. Well, SkyWatch TV... We've got our free magazine available online now as we moved firmly into the 21st century. SkyWatch TV e-magazine, we've kind of pushed into it because of supply chain disruptions on paper for printing, believe it or not. But it's available for free always at the SkyWatch TV website, skywatchtv.com. It'll be in the right-hand sidebar at the website, but you can get to it right now. In fact, the entire magazine archive by pointing the camera on your smartphone or tablet at the QR code on your screen. That'll take you right there. Again, it's a download. It's an enhanced PDF with internal links, so it helps navigate through the document a lot easier. SkyWatch TV's magazine, now going digital online, skywatchtv.com, or by using the QR code on your screen. During the month of February, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the very important book, Dead Pets Don't Lie, and the accompanying DVD. If you have a dog or a cat, you want this book, and you can get it for whatever you feel is fair. Again, we send out a thank you for your support, and during the month of February, this is our gift to you. If you don't have a dog or a cat, but you know someone who does, consider giving it away as a gift. It's shocking information. And again, during February, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you set the amount for your gift of any amount. SkywatchTV.com/donate or find out more online. SkywatchTVStore.com or give us a call at 844-750-4985. Skywatch TV's tour of Israel. We got word this week that the government of Israel is dropping the vaccine mandate for foreign tourists effective March 1st. Now, we have moved our tour back a year to March of 2023. We pray that things will be the same then. March 19th through 30th, the date of the next Skywatch TV tour of Israel. Sharon and I, along with Allie Henson and Donna Howell of Skywatch TV, of the new program Simply His on Skywatch TV, I should say, will be there with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and showing you sites that other tours just will not. Find out more, get a sample itinerary, a breakdown of cost, and a place to reserve your spot on the 2023 Skywatch TV Tour of Israel at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Now, likewise, we're putting together a tour of Turkey this fall that will see sites that other tours do not. We talked yesterday with Doug Hershey, founder of Ezra Adventures and the author of the best-selling coffee table book, Israel Rising. He said that thing that's really exciting about this, and the reason he's coming with us on the tour, is that we're seeing sites in the eastern part of Turkey that are very historically significant that most tours avoid. Not because it's dangerous or anything like that, because most Christians who go to Turkey want to see the footsteps of Paul, the churches of Revelation, and we will do that. But we're also going to see the magnificent monuments of Mount Nimrut. We're going to Göbekli Tepe. We're going to Abraham's hometown of Haran. We will visit the museum in Sanliurfa with the artifacts from Göbekli Tepe and an even older site called Karahan Tepe. Many other locations here that are both historically and spiritually significant. We'll visit the site of the place where Christians were first called by that name, ancient Antioch, which, by the way, not that far from the mountain where everyone in the ancient world knew Baal's palace was located. You want to find out more? We're trying to keep this to a relatively small tour, so don't wait. If you're interested, you can find out more, get a sample itinerary, look at the costs, and reserve your place at skywatchinturkey.com. That's skywatchinturkey.com. The whole concept of super soldiers and hybrid humans seems really far-fetched and science fiction-y, but more and more prophecy experts are coming to agree with our view here at Skywatch TV that it's really not far-fetched at all. In fact, that age is upon us. Jimmy Evans, author of the new book Tipping Point, explains why to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. That's our broadcast show for the flagship Skywatch TV program this week. You'll find our broadcast schedule for all of the over-the-air programs posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. Of course, that includes the main show, plus Simply His, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, which, by the way, we're in the middle of a four-week series with Dr. Doug Petrovich on his new book, Origins of the Hebrews. You don't want to miss that program, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, hard evidence, textual evidence, Egyptian hieroglyphs confirming the Israelites in Egypt. Yeah, again, you've got the schedule posted online, but if you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the Skywatch TV app and we will broadcast whenever is convenient for you, or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. All of our video content, a schedule of upcoming events, and important news, all right there, whether you've got an iOS or Android device, even Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got an app for those too. And we've got links to their app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.